The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He.' And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Isn't this an especially good morning, this one? Yes, our one and only annual 8:30 Mass. I wish we could do this every week, right? So this is a particularly good morning. And I've got a very simple idea for you, just a very simple idea this morning for you, but one that I hope you find interesting, because to explain it, I've got to go into a lot of the history of what you just heard, okay? So a scribe comes up to Jesus and asks him, "Teacher, which is the first of all the commandments?" Now, if somebody asked that of you, what's the first commandment? You might think of the Ten Commandments. And if you were on your toes, you would remember that the first of the Ten Commandments is, "I am the Lord your God. You shall not have other gods besides me." First of the Ten Commandments. But in our Lord's time, well, it was a little bit different, because everywhere in the Bible that God ever commanded anything to the people, they took that as a commandment. Add up all those times and you'll find the number to be 613. Okay, 248 commandments told you what to do. 365 commandments told you what not to do. That's a lot of commandments, okay? So what happens when a couple of commandments seem to be in conflict with each other? Which of the commandments is greater? And of course, that leads to the question of which of the commandments is the greatest? And that's what the scribe is asking Jesus. And Jesus says the answer that every Jewish person would have known. The greatest of all the commandments and the most famous passage in the whole Bible, it was known as the Shema. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God and the Lord alone. Greatest of all the commandments, you heard it in your first reading. Every Jewish person would say this three times a day. They'd say it first thing in the morning when they woke up. They'd say it at midday, and they'd say it before they went to sleep, the last thing they would say before they went off to sleep at night. They'd recite the Shema. And when they went to pray in the temple, they would strap it onto their foreheads and they'd wear it on their wrists. And it was a sign that may my every thought be in obedience with this commandment, and may my every work honor God with this commandment. And if you go to a Jewish home, and they still do this, they put the Shema in a tiny little scroll and they put it on their doorpost. And every time they enter a room or they leave a room, they touch the scroll. And it was a way of saying, may all my coming and all my going be in obedience to this commandment. Okay, so everybody knew the Shema, a commandment with three parts. Love the Lord your God with all your heart And heart then meant the exact same thing as heart now. Love the Lord your God with all your soul. Hebrew word was nefesh, and it actually meant with all of your life. And love the Lord your God with all of your strength. Keep on going until you drop. One of the greatest feelings in the world, come into the end of the day with a great holy fatigue, having spent the last bit of your strength out there trying to do good. So this is what Jesus says back to the scribe, right? Wrong. He says something different. You got to be on your toes to catch it. He recites not three commandments back to the scribe. He recites four. He says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind. And the word he uses for mind is dia noia. Literally, noia means mind. Dia means through, the thoroughness of your mind. Love the Lord your God with all of your understanding. Why does Jesus add a commandment to the Shema? And while you're thinking about that, think about this. He says this to a scribe. Now, the scribe was the most educated man in all of the city. You've heard of Pharisees. There were tons of Pharisees. Pharisees led prayers in the synagogue. You've heard of priests. There were countless priests. Priests led prayers in the temple. There were very few scribes. They were experts in the law. And if anybody would have said, wait, stop, Jesus, you can't add something to the Shema, it would have been the scribe. But he doesn't stop him. He encourages him. He says, right, teacher, it is good and holy to love him with all of your heart and your strength and all of your understanding. And then he says, this is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And if you'll stick with me one more time, I've got to explain that passage to you too. There were two kinds of offerings in the Old Testament. There were offerings and there were whole offerings, or what your scripture says here, burnt offerings. Okay, here's an example of an offering. It's Passover. And what do you offer at Passover? You offer a lamb. So you take your lamb to the temple, and the poor little thing, they have to kill the lamb. And then you take the lamb home with you, and guess what everybody has for dinner that night, right? Roast lamb. So an offering was one that you got to keep. But there was another kind of offering. It was a whole offering. The Greek word is holocaust. Holos means whole. Cost means fire. It's what your scripture describes here as a burnt offering. That's where you left the whole offering in the temple. You didn't take anything home with you. Which of the two is a greater offering to God? Well, everybody knows the whole offering is greater. It's a symbol of the offering of your whole self. And when the scribe says that to keep this commandment of the Lord is worth the offering of your whole self, Jesus says, you are not far from the kingdom of God. Why? Because he answered with understanding. Now, why does our Lord add this? You want to know why? It's because in Judaism in his time, there was something missing. There was a great big hole in it. Back then, Judaism was a kind of holy bargain. You did your half of the bargain, God would do his half of the bargain. If you say the right prayers, in the right way, on the right days, and stick with it all the way through to the end of your life, God's half of the bargain is that he's going to give you life everlasting. It was a holy bargain. And our Lord said, that's not enough. Unfortunately, I think a lot of us Catholics are still living the holy bargain. You know, it's great. You get to Mass, and you get to Mass on your holy days, and you fast 1 hour, you know, before you receive the Eucharist, and you do everything that you're supposed to do. And, you know, I'm telling you, if you do it with clenched fists and white knuckles, something's missing, because you can't love what you don't know. And our Lord wants the love of your heart. And it takes understanding and it takes effort, right? I lived with a priest once, a priest from India, and he loved cricket. You ever watched cricket? Absolute incomprehensible mystery. Okay?
I mean, the game takes 3 days long. They take breaks for tea. And he would find cricket on television, and I'd get up and walk out the room because I didn't understand. And then it would come time for Monday night football. And he'd say, "What kind of cricket is this?" And I'd say, "This isn't cricket. This is the National Football League." And he'd get up and he'd walk out the room because he didn't understand, right? You can't love what you don't know. Now, you're never going to understand God. I mean, in eternity, you're never going to understand. But I'm telling you, the process of striving is part of what our Lord is commanding us, and it feels like falling in love. You know what it's like when you... Everybody knows what it's like when you fall in love. You learn, and that learning makes you love. And then you want to know even more. And when you learn even more, you want to love even more. And I'm telling you, with God, that goes on forever and ever and ever. Now, it's never in all of history been easier than right now to keep this commandment. Because all you need to help you understand and know this missing part of the life of so many people, all you need is a web browser. I mean, there is more great explanations. Let me give you just a couple. You ever heard of Bishop Robert Barron? If you haven't, file that one away. He does one of the best jobs in the world of explaining the faith to people today. Here's another one. It's called Formed. F-O-R-M-E-D. And our parish subsidizes it so that you can go onto this website and you can watch movies and you can watch educational shows. I got shows for kids. You'll discover that's where I get half my homilies from. Okay, Formed. But even if you don't remember that, please remember this. We're living in a time of crisis, aren't we? And it's more important than ever that you strive to understand the faith you profess. Because if you don't, you're not going to make it. Why won't you make it? Because only the love of your heart is strong enough to get through the hard times. And striving to understand our Lord is part of what he commands in love. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. And that Lord is not a force, he's not an energy, he's not a vague mysticism. That Lord is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who knows you and loves you and understands you and wants you to understand him as well. Let's strive to do that right now with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, and with all of our mind. Amen.